Scorching wildfires in Colorado continue. Shantytowns in Haiti are slated for destruction, and a ministry leader celebrates Tanzania. We'll tell you how. There's more about this story and others on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The devastating fire near Colorado Springs, Colorado, continued to grow Thursday, even as the city began to assess the damages. More than 32,000 have been displaced and over 18,000 acres burned. Biblica's vice president of outreach, Rich Blanco, and his family were evacuated, although the ministry headquarters was not.
We're kind of in that stage where you're reacting and responding to what's happening right out your front door, but also still trying to continue to move the ball forward, so to speak, with your global ministry, and that's the case at Biblica.
There are over 70 ministries headquartered in Colorado Springs, and at a time when the gospel is making critical inroads around the world and Bible translation is leaping forward by decades, is the fire merely coincidence?
I think the first step in really overcoming that is just acknowledging what it is and then praying to the Lord for just the strength and perseverance to press through yet again another spiritual battle.
Will you join us in prayer? Next, HCJB Global's offices were evacuated this week in the rampage of Colorado's wildfires. While the danger for them seems past, President Wayne Peterson invites you to pray with him for what's yet to come.
Dear Lord, thank you for your protective care for all of our people and ministries and servants and churches in this area. We ask that you would continue to protect the fire, the police, the military, the rescue personnel, the Red Cross and Salvation Army, continue to give them the resources of food, water, and finances to supply the needs of the firefighters and the people that have been displaced. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to show God's love in a tangible way to people that are hurting and to people that are fighting on our behalf for our safety. And we ask for your continued hand over our city. We ask that this might be a wake-up call, that we realize that the things of this world pass away and will be burned, but your word will endure forever. We pray these things with thanksgiving in Christ's name. Amen.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Earlier this week, the streets of Port-au-Prince were filled with over 1,000 protesting Haitians. The Haitian government plans to tear down a post-quake shantytown to make way for anti-flooding improvements. Plus, Baptist Haiti Mission's Ron Sparks says,
as these shantytowns and so forth became really centers of distribution of various commodities, food and water and so forth, that people became dependent on them, even though conditions have, for the most part, returned to normal.
Protesters are still living in makeshift homes built after the 2010 earthquake. There's a need to get all of them in permanent homes, but rebuild is in a lull.
Now, even though the need continues to be very, very great, there's still hundreds and hundreds of people that are without permanent homes. We've pretty well depleted the funds, the great influx of funds that came in right after the earthquake.
You can help BHM at our website. The homes they do build give them a chance to share the gospel. Elsewhere, the Heilong people of Timor, Indonesia, heard about Christ 200 years ago. But in all that time, they've never had the Gospels in their language. Now, the seed company says in a group effort between translators, farmers, professors, and pastors, the Heilong celebrated a complete translation of the New Testament. Pray that more will follow Christ now that they know he speaks their language. And still riding the high from the successful Sacramento Festival, the Luis Palau Association is taking the next festival to Africa. Business and civic leaders, the local church, and the Palau team will share the good news in Dar es Salaam August 11th and 12th. A team of international volunteers will help facilitate as Andrew Palau tells Tanzanians about Christ. It's a great opportunity for the local church, so be praying. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can I ask you to make June a time to pray for Russia and the former Soviet bloc nations? To help you, Russian Ministries wants you to have a free set of beautifully designed note cards. You can use these note cards to pray about the work, learn how you can get involved with it, or correspond with family and friends. Give us a call, 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.